listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Hosted by Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. Listeners can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. The topic for today's show is the holidays in New York City. I recently visited New York City, took an impromptu trip to New York City. A friend of mine owns a bus company, and I rode up to New York City with him. And as in Columbus, this week starts Michigan Week. And Michigan Week is different, where one of the things that they do in Columbus, Ohio, during Michigan Week, is they X out anything that starts with an M. So this week is Michigan Week, and it's an important week in Columbus for the Ohio State football team. But as this is Michigan Week in Columbus, in New York City, it starts the beginning of the holidays. And there's no place like New York City for the holidays. When the spirits of New Yorkers take a turn for the sentimental, annual traditions include giant balloons floating down 6th Avenue on Thanksgiving Day, the Rockefeller Center tree, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, illuminating to a great fanfare, and the world-famous Rockettes dazzling audience at Radio City. Beyond the big events, you'll find plenty of festive events going on. Go gift shopping at outdoor markets or sip hot cocoa as you pursue spectacular storefront displays. And when the snow falls, head to the closest park and unleash your inner child. So that's the theme of today's show. It's called The Holidays in New York City. I have a did you know? Did you know Brooklyn has the most diverse Caribbean population in the world? I did not know this. Did you know that Brooklyn has a neighborhood known as Little Caribbean? It has the most diverse Caribbean population in the world and is very rich in culture. And there's several black-owned businesses that I want to give a shout-out to. It's called Allen's Bakery in Brooklyn, New York. Tafari Tribe, Lay Bay Market, and African Record Center, and also Cream and Cocoa Creamery. All these are black-owned businesses in Brooklyn that if you're in New York, you need to take a look at. Yeah, I just didn't know that Brooklyn had the most diverse Caribbean population in the world. And this just in, hotels along the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route. So the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is one of the most anticipated fall events in New York City and ushers in the holiday season. On Thursday, November 25th, 2021, the 95th annual parade will begin at Central Park West and West 77th Street and head down its traditional 2.5-mile route from Central Park West to Columbus Circle and turn into Central Park South to 6th Avenue. And from there, the procession will move south on 6th Avenue from West 59th Street to West 34th Street, ending in front of Macy's flagship store in Herald Square. And you can visit Macy's.com for more official information. At the following hotels, you can get up close view of this year's action. If you want to be among the crowd braving the cold with a hot beverage, of course, but don't want to wake up early or navigate holiday morning traffic or subways, stay at one of these nearby hotels and let the parade come to you. And if you'd rather enjoy a bird's eye view of the whole shebang, ask for a room facing the parade, preferably not too high up unless you pack binoculars. But whether you're in your pajamas or on the street, these hotels will certainly make this year's parade one to remember and be thankful. These hotels are directly along the parade route, with each offering different room categories and parade viewing options, as well as special packages based on availability. And these are the hotels. The number one hotel is Hotel Central Park. And then there's Hilton Garden Inn, New York, West 35th Street. JW Marriott, Essence House, New York. Luma Hotel, Times Square. Mandarin Oriental, New York. New York Hilton, Midtown. The Quinn Central Park by Hilton Club, the Residence Inn, Times Square, the Ritz-Carlton New York Central Park, the Trump International Hotel and Tower, and the Warwick New York. And if you stay at any of these hotels, you need to ask for rooms facing the parade. But these are all the things, all the hotels that are facing the parade. And one that we've used in the past is the Residence Inn. So just to remind you, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And stay tuned for New York. The greatest city in the world. It's simply the greatest city in the world. And we're going to get into, in the second half of the show, three reasons why you shouldn't be afraid to go to New York. And I see Tom Tannehill is listening to me. Momo is listening to me. Hey guys, thanks for listening to me. But we're talking about right now the holidays in New York City. That's what we're talking about. And just to remind you that Brooklyn has the most diverse Caribbean population in the world. In the second half of the show, we'll discuss the three biggest mistakes travelers make when visiting New York City. And we'll also talk about some things going on in New York now and through the first of the year. But in Travel with the Expert, I want to talk about a play that's in Broadway, and the play is called Thoughts of a Colored Man. A rising playwright, Kenene Scott II, brings a fresh perspective to Broadway with his new play, Thoughts of a Colored Man. Set in present-day Brooklyn, the show delves into the experience of seven black men, each in different phases of life and each facing individual challenges and social tech pressures. These everyday universal scenarios, the birth and death of loved ones, complications of parenthood, career shortcomings, community shifting gentrifications, exploration of sexual identity, allows everyone to see a part of themselves in the character. And the stellar cast and crew does a great job of engaging the audience But what makes the play extraordinary is how it provides one of the few settings for black men to see their complexities and vulnerabilities normalized and shared on stage. Rather than a typical surface level stories of the what, this play explores the why and how of today's black man without centralizing. And for black men in the black community, this play serves as a much needed mirror for introspection. For everyone else, it lifts the curtains and allows space to explore the thoughts of black men in new and meaningful ways. And this play is going on now in New York. It's going on in Manhattan. And we hope to do a group trip to New York to see this play sometime after the holidays. We're planning to go to New York in January, and we want to make this one of the stops we do in New York, is to attend this play about the thoughts of a colored man. And so we're back to the holidays in New York. And just so you know, in previous years, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been the biggest event that my company, Tyus Tours and Travel, does. I have people call me from all over the world to watch the parade. And we have a location that, if you didn't want to book one of the hotels facing the parade, there's a restaurant that we use that has floor-to-ceiling windows, and you're able to sit and eat your breakfast and watch the parade come down the road. In any seat in this restaurant, you're able to see the parade, and if you want to go outside and view the parade, they have a private balcony that you can watch the parade come down the street. So recently, again, I'll go back and talk about the trip we took to New York City. And we left Columbus on a Friday night. We get to New York City about 9:30 the next day. We stop at a outlet mall in the Catskills, and we stay there from about 9:30 in the morning to 4, and all the ladies did a lot of shopping. Then we get to our hotel, which is in Newark, and we have about a half hour to change clothes, get dressed, and head into New York City. From Newark, on this particular Saturday, it took us 2 hours to get into New York from the hotel, and the hotel was only 14 miles from downtown New York. So it took us 2 hours to get into the hotel. Again, the group split up. One group went and saw a play. The play was called Clyde. Another group went shopping. And another group, we kind of just had a meal. We parked our bus on 9th Avenue, and we were able to sit in a street side restaurant outside because they had heaters. And we were able to just watch the people, the thousands of people, just walk around New York City. That particular night, we did go to Harlem. And we visited Harlem. We visited Central Park. We followed the parade route. We went to Times Square. We absolutely had a fantastic time. And so we left New York about midnight. And we get back to the hotel. The next morning, we go to Chinatown. And there's some information about Chinatown that I just didn't realize existed. But we spent that whole Sunday in Chinatown. And I had a great experience. As a matter of fact, the sweatshirt I have on now came from Chinatown. And Chinatown is Manhattan's Chinatown is a neighborhood in Lower Manhattan, New York City, bordering the Lower East Side to its east, Little Italy to its north, the Civic Center to its south. It has a population of 90,000 to 100,000 people. Chinatown is home to the highest concentration of Chinese people in the Western Hemisphere. Manhattan Chinatown is also one of the oldest Chinese ethnic enclaves. The Manhattan Chinatown is one of the 9 Chinatown neighborhoods in New York City, as well as one of the 12 in the New York metropolitan area, which contains a larger ethnic Chinese population outside of Asia, comprising of an estimated 893,667 people. Each New York City neighborhood, and we're talking about New York City as a whole, each New York City neighborhood has its own character. But stepping into Manhattan's Chinatown, one of the largest in the U.S., is like finding yourself immersed in another country. Its street vendors, tea rooms, dim sum parlors, and lively parks and storied vendors within a network of narrow streets lend the area to a distinctive feel and provide some of the many reasons to visit Chinatown. Not to mention the great buys you can get in Chinatown. One of the amazing things that we found in Chinatown is we actually did a walking tour of Chinatown, and we weaved our way through the marketplace. We sipped tea, we visited the fruit stands, and of course, stopped for an amazing meal along the way. And the amazing meal that we had was at Popeyes. We found a Popeyes in Chinatown midday with nobody in it, and was able to get an amazing meal at Chinatown on Popeyes. Wow. That was pretty amazing. So again, we're talking about the holidays in New York City. One of the 3 mistakes people make when visiting New York City is they think the subways is a difficult and scary place to travel. And in the second half of the show, we're going to get into how easy it is to navigate the subways. The number 2 mistake that people make is taking advice from your neighbor, friend, or relative who hasn't visited New York in the last 10 years. New York has completely changed, and as we talk about the subway system, all the crime that you saw in the subway, you know, doing those old movies, that just doesn't exist anymore. And the 3rd mistake, and the biggest mistake that you can make, is thinking that you're going to see everything you want to see in one trip in New York. And that's the biggest mistake you can make, because you're not going to be able to do it unless you plan on staying here 2 weeks. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. We talked about the hotels along the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. If you have any questions about them, you can give me a call at 866-547-5362. That's the number to Tire Surgeon Travel, and I can help you book a hotel to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which starts Thanksgiving Day, November 25th. So there's a lot to cover. On the second half of the show, we'll get into a little bit more detail. One of the things that we're going to talk about is New York City is the most exciting city in the world, and we'll explain to you why New York City has been named the most exciting city in the world. The Big Apple came out on top in the annual index by Global Magazine, and it's called Time Out. It beat off competition from the likes of Chicago, Los Angeles, Melbourne, and London. And the survey also indicated that New York was the city most people wanted to visit in this year. But there's a list of 48 other cities that should absolutely be on your bucket list. Just absolutely be on your bucket list. So we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. But again, the title for today's show is The Holidays in New York City. This starts the week of the Rockefeller tree getting trimmed, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and there's millions of people pouring into Macy's, into New York City this week for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Most of them will arrive probably on Tuesday or Wednesday and stay through Sunday. This is this event that normally brings about 1 million visitors to New York. This year, it's a full parade instead of, versus last year, it was just a partial parade. This year, it's a full parade. And one of the floats that's going to be in this year's parade that you need to look out for is Disney's new cruise ship called the Dream. That is a feature float that would be in this year's parade. And Disney is going all out trying to promote their new cruise ship called the Float. So if you missed anything, you can certainly tune into our YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel is Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Or you can visit Talktainment Radio Facebook page, and you can find the whole broadcast on that page sometime in the next 24 hours. And if you have any questions, you can certainly give us a call at 614-401-8339. We are live on Facebook, and Neek, I see that you're listening to the show. The first half of the show, I recorded on Facebook. The second half of the show will be recorded on YouTube. So just some of the things that we're talking about today or have talked about is that we're talking about the holidays in New York City. And there's no place like New York City for the holidays. When the spirit of New Yorkers take a turn for the sentimental, annual tradition includes giant balloons floating down 6th Avenue on Thanksgiving Day. And there's a restaurant in New York. And if you give us a call and if you're interested, I can give you that information. And this particular restaurant, if there's still space available, you're able to sit down and watch the parade come to you. You don't have to be outdoors in the element trying to sip a warm drink to stay warm. This restaurant, you can sit, enjoy brunch, and see the parade come to you. The windows are from floor to ceiling, so every seat in the restaurant is a great seat. And if you want to go outside and hear the parade and feel the parade, there's a private balcony that you can see the parade from, so you're still not in the crowd. You're absolutely not in the crowd. And then one of the other events that will happen in the next few days is the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree illuminating to a great fanfare. And one of the biggest events that we do for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting, and also the Rockettes. People pay a lot of money to see the Rockettes doing their Christmas show, which again should start this week. And then there's the other big events going on in New York during this time. You'll find plenty of festive things to do. Go gift shopping at outdoor markets. I know Bryant Park has an outdoor market. Central Park has an outdoor market. So there's plenty of outdoor markets that you can go to during this festive time in New York. And when the snow falls, there's ice skating rinks that you can attend and have a great time in New York. So we also listed the hotels that is along the parade route. Again, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 866-547-5362. And you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. Radio the way it should be heard. And for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the three biggest mistakes travelers make when visiting New York City, and why New York is the number one destination in the world. There's a story that we have to tell in the second half of the show, and what we're going to do in New York coming up in January. We're going back to New York in January, and one of the things that we want to do is to visit a play called The Thoughts of a Colored Man. So that's one of the things we plan to do in January. We plan to go back to New York, hopefully sometime in January, maybe around Martin Luther King's birthday. We plan to take a bus back to Detroit. But start spreading the news. New York City is named the most exciting city in the world. There's 48 other cities that was ranked, but New York was ranked because of its diversity. You know, we just talked about Chinatown. We talked about New York having the most diverse Caribbean population in the world. We talked about Little Italy. So New York was ranked because of its diversity and culture, as well as its world-class restaurants and art scene. Some other cities that was in the running was Melbourne, which came in second place, scored highly when it came to happiness, creativity, eating, and live music, while third place was Chicago, which was home to the happiest residents. Wow. Berlin was seventh on the list, and they boasted more vegans than any other city, with 8% following a plant-based diet. That's Berlin. And while Paris was only named the ninth most exciting city right now, it seems its residents are the most active in the bedroom. Paris revealed they are having sex up to 33 times a year, more than any other city on the list, and perhaps unsurprising, the French capital was also the most sleep-deprived city on the list. And meanwhile, UK Manchester was home to the largest number of drinkers, but the residents of Madrid spent the most time in bars, visiting up to 44 times a year. This survey lets us understand what makes the world's greatest cities tick right now. And so just so the list, this is how the list goes. New York is number one. Melbourne, Australia is number two. London is number four. Chicago is number three. Los Angeles is number five. Montreal is number six. Berlin is number seven. Glasgow, Scotland is number eight. Paris, France is number nine. Tokyo, Japan is number 10. Madrid, Spain is number 11. Cape Town, South Africa is number 12. Las Vegas, Nevada is number 13. In the second half of the show, I'll explain to you the difference between New York City and Las Vegas. Mexico City is number 4. Manchester United is number 15. There's actually 48 cities on the list. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is on the list. And we'll get into more of that in the second half of the show. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like...
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District.
our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. So today's show, we're talking about the holidays in New York City. And there's no place like New York City for the holidays. This week starts their holiday season. This week starts when they start putting up all the trim, the balloon inflation, the department stores are starting to set their holiday windows. So this is the week that everything starts for New York City. This is a holiday week. This is Thursday is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And when the spirits of New Yorkers take a turn for its sentimental annual traditions, which include giant balloons floating down 6th Avenue on Thanksgiving Day, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree illuminating to great fanfare, and the world-famous Rockettes dazzling audiences at Radio City for the Christmas show. And beyond the big events, you'll find plenty of festive things going on. You can go gift shopping at outdoor markets at Bryant Park, at all the different parks at the different parks they have outdoor things going on there. They have outdoor markets. So this is the start of New York City's holiday festivities, and nobody in the world does it better than New York. And it starts with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And today we're discussing the holidays in New York City, but in a future show, we will bring you a story about a weekend that we're going to spend exploring Black-owned Jamaica in New York City. You may have heard of Jamaica Queens. In a hip-hop lyric or pass through the area on the way to John F. Kennedy International Airport, but there's much more to the bustling neighborhood than just passing through it. And while rappers like Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, Run DMC, LL Cool J, and A Tribe Called Quest put Jamaica on a global stage and proudly represents it in their music, the legacy of Black culture in the area runs deeper. There's jazz legends like John Coltrane, Lester Young, Illinois Jarquette, and Charlie Mingus, once called Jamaica home. Numerous Black-owned restaurants, shops, and cultural institutions, both new and generations deep, provide a distinct identity to the community. The core of Jamaica, roughly between Hillsdale Avenue, Linden Boulevard, Merrick Boulevard, and the Van Wyck Expressway, is a scrappy area with a lot of heart. And through Greater Jamaica, though Greater Jamaica takes on neighborhood areas south of South Jamaica, Springfield Gardens, Rosedale, Laurieton, and Jamaica Estates, spending a weekend exploring this southeastern corner of Queens is a great way to uncover a frequently overlooked cultural hub and support local businesses. So this is one of the things we plan to do in the future. when we go to New York. I don't know if it'll be done in January. It'll probably be done once the weather gets a little bit warmer. But it's one of the things that we plan to do. We plan on doing a story about Jamaica Queens and the history behind Jamaica Queens, and turn it into a story and talk about it on It's Your Time to Travel. It's one of the things we plan to do sometime when the weather changes. I have a cousin that stays in Manhattan, and he can videotape the whole event because that's what he does. He writes stories. So we'll get him on the air and talk about Jamaica Queens and the history in Jamaica Queens. But right now we're talking about the holidays in New York City. In the first half of the show, we talked about several things. Did you know, one of the things we talked about in the first half of the show is, did you know Brooklyn has the most diverse Caribbean population in the world? Didn't know that. I didn't know that they have a neighborhood known as Little Caribbean. And it has the most diverse Caribbean population in the world. Didn't know that until I started researching New York City. Pretty amazing. Another thing that we talked about in the first half of the show is we talked about a play called Thoughts of a Colored Man. It's a play that's going on Broadway right now. The play is set in present-day Brooklyn. The show talks into the experience of seven black men, each in different phases of their life, each facing individual challenges and social pressures. These everyday universal scenarios, the birth and death of loved ones, complications of parenthood, career shortcomings, community shifting, gentrification, exploration of sexual identity. It allows everyone to see a part of themselves in the character. This is a play we plan to attend. Hopefully I can put a group together sometime around Martin Luther King birthday. So right now, the video is a video that was shot on November 14th, and it's our trip to New York City. We're on a bus, and what is actually going on right now is we're traveling to the city. The title of the video is New York City Skyline, and we're traveling into the city from New Jersey, and we're approaching the toll road. And as you see in the background, it's the skyline of New York City coming to light. And one of the features, and I'm not sure that I shot it very well, is we get a pretty close-up view of the Statue of Liberty as we go by. But what this 2-minute and 29-minute video is a video of us approaching New York skyline. And this is on Sunday, November 15th, or Sunday, November 14th, I'm sorry. This is on Sunday, November 14th, and this is our bus approaching the skyline in New York. And again, the title for today's show is The Holidays in New York City, and this week starts their holiday festivities. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is one of the biggest events that my company does, which is Tire Stores and Travel. And this event this week for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade normally brings over a million people to New York for this parade. They normally arrive Tuesday, Wednesday. They have the balloon inflation going on, where people it's free to visit the balloon inflation, where you see all the balloons is being put together for the parade on Thursday. You will see them inflated on Wednesday of this week. And then after the parade, a lot of people go window shopping because now all the major department stores, all the flagship stores in New York, have all the Christmas decorations up in the windows, and that's the big event. That's a tour that is actually done where people tour on a bus, and they get to see all the amazing Christmas displays in New York. This picture in the background now, that picture is a picture that we shot of Chinatown. We spent the day in Chinatown. We parked our bus on a main road in Chinatown, and we visited Chinatown. One of the things that we talked about in the first half of the show was all the little shops that we visited to in Chinatown, and we actually, the meal that we ate in Chinatown, the meal that we ate in Chinatown was we found a Popeyes in Chinatown on the main strip in Chinatown that had little or no people in it. So on that particular Sunday, we ate our meal at Popeyes in Chinatown. How many people can say that they ate Popeyes in Chinatown? We can say that. And on this particular bus tour that we took, there was about 28 people that went. The trip was a lot smaller than what was originally planned because the original tour was canceled. And it was 28 people that went on the trip. Most of them came from Cleveland, Ohio. We stopped in Cleveland and picked them up. Had a fantastic time. But that picture that you saw in the background was a picture that I took in Chinatown. We spent the day in Chinatown. So one of the things we started talking about in the first half of the show was New York City is named the most exciting city in the world. I'll tell you the difference now between New York City and Las Vegas. Las Vegas is all glittery and lights and shiny because everything is new. New York City doesn't have that glitter and grime that Las Vegas has, but it has culture. They have all the different neighborhoods. As a matter of fact, when we were in Chinatown, if we went just a little bit further, we would have been in Little Italy. You know, so New York has a lot of it has a lot of culture, and that's one of the reasons why it's named the most exciting city in the world. New York has been named the most exciting city in the world. The Big Apple came out on top in the annual Index Global magazine called Time Out. It beat off competition from the likes of Chicago, Los Angeles, Melbourne, and London. New York City's high ranking was attributed to its diversity and culture, as well as its world-class restaurants and art scenes, with 91% of those surveyed agreeing that there's always something to see or do in the city that never sleeps. So in our trip to New York City, we got there on a Saturday night. Half the group went to a play called Clyde. The other half of the group went shopping or sightseeing. And then another part of the group just got a bite to eat. We parked our bus on 9th Avenue. And we sat at a street side restaurant. We sat outdoors and had a meal. And this outdoor restaurant had heaters, so it's not like we were sitting out in the cold. And we had a great time. We sat there. We had a conversation with some of the locals. Some of the locals stopped and talked to us. There's a guy that stopped and talked to us about baseball. Because one of the guys had a hat on that says Cardinals. So this guy stopped and talked to us. So everybody was friendly. We had a great time. We talked to the police, and we found out these two policemen hadn't been on the force very long, and they were only making $45,000 a year. So they said they were basically starving. starving on $45,000 a year in New York, they would be starving. And they said once they've been a police officer for 5 years, their salary doubles to almost $90,000 or $100,000. Again, in the background is a video of a trip entering New York City. And the video is titled New York City Skyline. So, yeah, we had a chance to talk to some local people. We actually went to Harlem. There's a song by Bobby Womack called Across 110th Street. We actually crossed 110th Street. We actually went to Harlem. One of the amazing sights that I saw it in Harlem, and I thought it was pretty amazing to me, was we went past a apartment building, and instead of everybody pulling in, everybody backed in. Now, sometimes you see people, like one person back in, the other person pull in, but all the cars in this parking space were all backed in. I thought that was pretty amazing. Okay, but New York is named the most exciting city of the world. Melbourne, which came in second place, scored most highly when it came to happiness, creativity, eating, and live music, while third place, Chicago, was a home to the happiest residents. Wow. I still find that hard to believe. Berlin was seventh on the list, boasting more vegans than any other city, with 8% following a plant-based diet. And while Paris was only named ninth, the most exciting city right now, it seems its residents are the most active in the bedroom. Parisians reveal that they are having sex up to 33 times a year, more than any other city on the list. And perhaps unsurprisingly, the French capital was also the most sleep-deprived city on the list. Meanwhile, UK Manchester was 15th, was home to the largest number of drinkers. But the residents of Madrid spent the most time in bars, visiting up to 44 times a year. The survey lets us understand what makes the world's greatest cities tick right now. The cities at the top of our list are centers of diversity, diversion, and dissent dotted across the world, places where anything and does happen, where new ideas, delicious food, and world-class art and entertainment are born every day, and where people from all corners can come together with a shared civic identity. That is definitely New York. Every single one of these cities should be on your travel bucket list for 2022. These results were coupled with insights from Time Out Global Network and of local editors and experts, and put through a scoring system in which factors such as food, drink, culture, sociability, happiness, attractiveness to visitors were taken into account. So again, the number one city is New York, is absolutely the number one city. Melbourne is number two, Chicago's number three, London's number four. Los Angeles, number five, Montreal, Canada is number six, Berlin is number seven, Glasgow, Scotland is number eight, Paris, France is number nine, Tokyo is number 10, Madrid, Spain is number 11, Cape Town, South Africa is number 12, Las Vegas is number 13, Mexico City is number 14, Manchester United is number 15, Philadelphia is number 16, Barcelona, Spain is number 17. Let's skip some. D.C., Washington, D.C. is number 20. Tel Aviv is 21. Toronto, Canada is 23. Birmingham, United Kingdom is number 24. Dublin, Ireland is number 25. Miami, Florida is number 27. Portugal is number 28. Singapore, which is high on my list of places to visit to, is 29. Edinburgh, Scotland is 30. San Francisco, which is high on my list to revisit, is 31. Dubai is 32. Vienna is 34. Shanghai is 35. Moscow is 36. Seattle, Washington is 38. So there's a list that will all be posted on my Facebook page. It's Your Time to Travel. Hong Kong, for example, is 41. Boston is 42. Rio de Janeiro is 43. Marseilles, France is 44. Bangkok is 45. Beijing is 47. And Turkey, Istanbul, Turkey is 48. And actually, Istanbul, Turkey is a package that I'm working on for a client. And they're number 48. But when visiting New York, the three biggest mistakes travelers make when visiting New York, and the number one mistake is thinking New York subway system is difficult and scary. And I did this on a previous show, and the reason why I bring this back up is because on the bus trip that we did, there's a lady on the bus trip who lived in New York City for a while, and she's explaining to people how the subway system works. So I thought I would bring this back out again when I'm talking about New York. But thinking the New York subway system is difficult and scary. The subway is the lifeline of New York City. If it did not exist, New York City would not be the city it is today. It moves 5.7 million people every day. 5.7 people every weekday, and is able to accomplish this feat because it's safe and easy to understand. Gone are the days of dangerous gangs and graffiti-laden trains. While those may be prominent images from the 1970s and 80s and have become a part of popular culture, they no longer are true. And while the subway system may seem hard to navigate, and with a little research in an insider tip, is easy to master. And here are some ways to stay safe in the subway and navigate it safely. Knowing which direction you are heading in Manhattan. The majority of the trains run north and south, uptown and downtown. Only the L train, the number 7 train, and the Times Square and Grand Central shuttle truly operates east and west. Know which train you will get you closest to the destination that you are visiting if it's a landmark. 99% of the time you can check their website and see which train is best, local or express. Local trains make all stops. Express trains will skip stops in order to move people faster. Before getting on an express, make sure that it stops at your desired location. Otherwise, you may find yourself quickly in the outer borough. Don't be intimidated by the subway map. It's posted online. On the wall at the station at the top of subway cars. Once you know where you're headed, you can easily find the correct line you should be on and can follow the specific color that it highlights. Ask a local if you're not sure about the direction or the stop. Ask a local train rider. New Yorkers can be very nice and happy to help. Utilize this resource. Check the MTA and info on the website. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel. And we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com the way it should be heard.